Hello everyone, I'm chilled to be here today, even though I hadn't planned on recording a new episode. I'll consider this the start of a new season, since it's been a while since our last chat. You remember, a lot has happened, and today I want to dive into those happenings. Not really, because we're not in the same state of mind as we were when we recorded our last episode. Please go and check that episode, listen to it, and you will judge by yourself the difference. So I am here, your sister, your friend, your real example of the manifestation of the power of Jesus Christ. How the power of the Lord works within us. So if you recall that our last episode focused on battling emotional and negative forces that hinder the manifestation of God's power within us. But you know what? Jesus Christ always emerges victorious. So here we are with this new episode titled Obey to the Calling. Yes, God is calling you. God is calling me. God is calling each one of us to serve Him. Recently, I stumbled upon a YouTube video that stirred my spirit profoundly. It was as if a light bulb went off in my mind, reminding me of my purpose. I realized that I had accepted the calling to serve, but I had allowed distractions to pull me away from it. I needed to get back on track. So do you, to remind people that Jesus Christ is alive and believing in Him is the path to a holy and eternal life. This morning, as I woke up, something nudged me to remember my podcast. I love it. It was like the Holy Spirit gently tapping on my shoulder, like reminding me of the platform I have to spread God's message. Just days ago, I received a notification from Spotify, wanting me to update my account, or risk losing everything. And at the time, I brushed it off, but now I see it as a divine reminder of the responsibility I carry. God is not just amazing, no word can describe who He is. But I confess there have been moments of doubt. I have questioned, whether my efforts have made any impact. Where is God in this podcast? Where is He in the work He called me to do? I had all these questions really brushing off. He brushed it off, okay? And the answer is I believe. All right? Lies in obeying the calling. I really believed in my spirit and my mind, okay, all the lies in obeying the calling. And you know where those lies coming from, right? So obeying the calling demands strength, consecration, and holiness. In upcoming episode, we'll delve deeper into these requirements. But for now, let's touch on a few key points. Firstly, meditate on and study the Word of God. As Ezra 7, chapter 7, verses 10 teaches us, understanding precedes teaching. Secondly, be a person of good deeds. Start by spreading kindness within your inner circle before extending it outward to the world. Before I close, let's take a moment to pray. And I praise God for this moment because you who have listened to this episode today, I praise God for that. And I pray for the person who is not in Christ by listening to this podcast. I am praying because you have touched on this episode particularly. I am praying for the Holy Spirit now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to free you, to deliver you from evil spirits, from spirit of confusion, the spirit of serpents, misunderstanding, because as you know, you belong to God, you belong to Jesus Christ. So now that you are listening to this, I declare that every evil spirit that is being an obstacle, hindering you to obey to the calling of God, be scattered in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to connect and share your message. We pray for everyone listening that they may be touched by your word and guided by your spirit. Oh God, hallelujah. Remove any barriers that prevent them from fully embracing your calling. We ask for clarity, strength, and unwavering faith as we walk in obedience to you. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Thank you all for tuning in to today's episode of Obey to the Calling. I really encourage you to share it with someone who needs to hear this message. And don't forget to leave your thought and comment. And let's keep this conversation going as we continue to do obey the calling together. Stay blessed. Amen.